Hi, I am Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Professor Brian DeCook. In Peace Fire Ministry, love is not avoidance. Love does not pretend everything is fine when harm, sin, confusion, or distance is spreading through a relationship. But love is also not harshness. Love does not rush in with accusation, shame, control, or spiritual pressure. Biblical love moves toward truth with humility. Ephesians 4 teaches us to speak the truth in love. That phrase matters because truth without love can become a weapon, and love without truth can become avoidance. The Peace Fire Coach Minister helps people hold both together. When someone comes to you in conflict, they may want quick confirmation that they are right. They may want permission to confront someone immediately. They may want a script that finally makes the other person admit everything. But Peace Fire Ministry slows the moment down. Before asking, "What should I say?" we help the person ask, "What fire is shaping me right now? Am I moving from peace fire, relying on Christ? Or am I moving from wildfire, fueled by fear, anger, shame, pride, revenge, or control? Or am I using strange fire, trying to accomplish a good goal with ungodly methods?" A person may have a real concern and still approach it with the wrong fire. Someone may need to speak truth, but not with contempt. Someone may need to confront sin, but not with revenge. Someone may need to name harm, but not with exaggeration or gossip. Love asks, what does faithfulness require? Sometimes love requires a conversation. Sometimes love requires confession first. Sometimes love requires prayer, counsel, documentation, or a firebreak. Sometimes love requires outside help because the situation involves danger, coercion, abuse, threats, or a power imbalance. A Peace Fire Coach Minister does not push people into confrontation just because a Bible verse mentions going to another person. Matthew 18 matters, but it must be handled wisely. A private conversation is not always safe, appropriate, or sufficient. The minister's role is not to take control of the conflict. The role is to help the person discern the next faithful step before God. A helpful question is this: what would love do here if love were guided by truth, humility, wisdom, and safety? Another helpful question is, what would it look like to move toward this person without adding more wildfire? In Christ, love is not passive. Jesus moved toward sinners with mercy and truth. He confronted hypocrisy. He restored the repentant. He protected the vulnerable. He refused manipulation. He entrusted himself to the Father. That is the Jesus mindset. As you build a Peace Fire Ministry practice, you are helping people become more than good communicators. You are helping them become disciples in conflict. This week, begin by asking, when I face conflict, do I use truth to love people or do I use truth to win? Return to the Peace Fire. Let Christ shape both your courage and your tone.